What more do you want from me?
I don't want peace. I want problems, always.
The hunt is on, and you're the prey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Office Hours with Professor Carl Tone Jones. I am Professor Carl Tone Jones. And I want to thank you all for pulling up for another case, another endeavor, and what we like to call here Philly Fridays. Philly Fridays live from the 215 right here on Fet Life Station at FetLifeStation.com. It's Fet Life Station at FetLifeStation.com. And you can also catch us. If you missed this broadcast, you can catch the recording on the True Stories Podcast Network. The True Stories Podcast Network. And listen, man, what can I say? What can I say? It's been a hot week here on the East Coast. And I showed y'all last week how they are actually destroying, like the heat is destroying Europe, man. There's a lot of Europeans who have succumbed to the weather, and so much to the fact that in France there's a report that there's so many bodies in the morgue that the funeral homes and the funeral directors they're not answering the call. So stay cool, y'all. Don't try to brave this heat. This heat feels different. All my life, I've dealt with some warm and hot summers here in Philadelphia. Man, I tell you, this is different. So make sure you take care of yourself, take care of your family. Make sure you stay out the way, you know what I'm saying, in regards to that heat. And one more thing, man, you're here with me. Might as well stay inside and stay cool anyway. Get a cool beverage, something to drink. If you're in your car, stay in your car till you're done. Pop that AC on, baby, because like I told y'all before, you just can't leave. That's what Sonny said on Sonny from Bronzeville, right? What an all-time classic, or an all-time great classic, all-star cast movies of all time, in my opinion. A little bit of everything was displayed in that film. Ironically, basically, white and the black neighborhood happened two blocks apart, like a bridge separated the neighborhoods. Nasty work. And yeah, that's just shows y'all how it is, and how neighborhoods were segregated by creating, if you didn't have a boundary, you created one, or they created one. The war has picked up over in Iran. Actually, both wars have picked up, actually, Iran and in the Ukraine, Russia-Ukraine war. So, don't expect anything. Listen, y'all, we are probably closer. I know I keep saying this, but I need to really emphasize this. We are closer to the possibility of thermonuclear warfare anytime since the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1963. In that particular time, you had the Soviet Prime Minister Brzezinski, and he was going, and he was dealing with, JFK, and they were like locked horns over the fact that America had put missiles in Turkey, which is like right off the border of Russia, Soviet Union. Soviet Union responded by aligning with Fidel Castro, who also needed a deterrent, because You know, you had the failed Bay of Pigs operation, and you just had all these different attempts at assassinating him. So he aligned himself with the Soviet Union, and in turn, the Soviet Union decided it'd be a great idea to pop some nukes in the base, in the grounds of communist Cuba. That didn't go over so well. And what ended up happening is over stage, I forget how long it took, but you had conversations going back and forth between Brzezinski and Kennedy, and it got to the point where Kennedy was like extremely cavalier. So Brzezinski started having like a breakdown, like literally, like they could tell during the talks, like this dude wasn't sleeping and he was having a nervous breakdown. And it was a real possible threat that he could have, one of them could have pushed the button and basically ended the world in 1963. It came really close. And, you know, that's when they got that direct line. Now, they had a direct line between the prime minister of the USSR and the president of the United States. It's like a red line or something that was put in there, put in both of their executive offices. But it's something else a lot of people don't realize about that time, too, man. That JFK was dealing with a chronic, like a chronic back issue. I don't know whether he had sciatica or what, but it was a chronic back issue, but it was a debilitating thing. So JFK was taking a lot of herbs, a lot of natural herbs, but some of these herbs was making him high as shit. Some of these herbs. So basically, you know, when he was doing these negotiations, and they were going back and forth arguing with the Soviet Union, JFK was high as a kite. A lot of people don't know that part. And that also had made people worried about like the possible outcome, because you had this man up there talking like he was fucking John Wayne. Talking real cash shit to the prime minister of the Soviet Union at the time, which, you know, the nuclear arsenals back then, they were just discovering thermonuclear bombs. And at that time, still to this day, Russia had exploded the bomb that was recorded with the greatest yield in terms of effect. It was the, they did a test, and the test was so powerful that the bomb basically escaped, like the mushroom cloud escaped the atmosphere. So it was so devastating that it terrified them. So I say we're close to that. Like, this is the closest it's come. They're actually talks of the fact that that Russia will use nuclear bombs in order to demonstrate to the NATO state that Russia is still a nuclear power, probably the world's greatest nuclear power. They have the most nuclear bombs, and their missile capacity is insane. Like, if you see how Iran is tearing fire to Israel and all those other places in the Middle East, the American ally bases in the Middle East, one of the biggest reasons is because of munitions from China and Russia. So, and another thing too, there's talk of thermonuclear warfare over there in the Iran-American-Israel war. You know, it's like the world's worst kept secret that Israel has nuclear bombs. That they have nuclear warheads. Some estimates anywhere between 80 and 3,000 nuclear warheads. They also have, they've been gifted, I believe, by France, tactical, nuclear submarines with tactical warheads. And those particularly, they patrol, the Atlantic Ocean, and they also patrol, I don't know whether they patrol the Indian Ocean or not, but, or the Red Sea, But I know that they have submarine, they have nuclear capabilities, and they've been talking about the possibility, because now there's no more negotiations, or the negotiations on hold. And you might notice that your gas pump right now is showing that there's nothing popping in the Middle East right now. The war for the Straits of Hormuz and releasing of container ships. You might wonder why some of your Amazon products are being held up, or this, that, and the other. Man, a lot of that stuff is being locked in that harbor over there in the Persian Gulf. So if you're wondering why some of your stuff ain't here yet, it's because in the UAE over there, a lot of these tech companies, a lot of these, other places, other companies that online markets and things of that nature, online marketplaces, a lot of their warehouses and stuff are over there right now in the UAE and near Dubai and all those other places. They can't go too many places. They're having troubles and struggles with getting the people out there. So, but now that I said that, and I digress, God damn it, this thing ain't moving like it's supposed to. And I digress. Let's transition to another part of the stage. So, I meant to see another part of the show. this is a one-man show, y'all. I'll get it right. So, what we have, man, we have some interesting clips that we're going to put out there. And I'm going to play this one real quick. And I'm a little late with this particular story because I already had something I wanted to talk about last week. But check this out, man.
Game one. Watch this. If a bitch, watch the Housewives show, she ain't back to Here's what's happening. Y'all really need to listen. Nail and Abe too. They are making their final push to destroy the character of men. When I say they, I'm talking about the bitches that have been chose. We as men do not know how to choose a bitch worth a dime.
So we got Corey Holcomb giving us honest opinion about Marcellus Wiley and the Big Tigger situation. Y'all won't believe what Corey had to say.
In life, if God has you favored, you will meet a woman that actually keeps you for real. Chances are it ain't gonna happen, but I'm saying, if you're favored in his name, you might meet a woman that really got your back. Everybody else is for the motherfucking streets. Tigger and a friend of ours named Marcellus Wiley are going through real drama over bad bitch choices.
And that's what we're talking about today, y'all. We just can't seem to get it right. Our pickers are bad. And I've often talked about my history of having been a bad picker. So I'm just going to let y'all continue to listen to this this little segment. And shout out to Celeb Streams for putting this clip together. So I always want to give the brothers credit. So check this out.
Let's start with Marcellus Wiley. Highly intelligent man.
I'm not mistaken, Marcellus, he went to an Ivy League school.
Marcellus Wiley went to Columbia University in Harlem, New York.
He went to a big league school, for real.
And he a cool ass. Problem is, he ain't no pushover. You heard what I said right there? He ain't no pushover, and he married a bitch that was on one of the Housewives show. So no matter how book smart my brother Marcellus is, you made a mistake. And I love you to death, because Marcellus Wiley ain't never been nothing but a gentleman and a G when he talks to me. We love Marcellus Wiley. I hope he comes up here to the show and wants to talk about whatever he want to talk about. We love him to talk about this shit. But his wife has him jammed up where he was arrested. She's divorcing him. And she wants custody of the kids and the house. Now, when somebody divorces you and wants to take your kids from you, that means they don't fuck with you for real. What kind of bitch want to take your kids? What kind of bitch want to take your kid? This man used to play in the NFL.
Y'all let me know. I've never really watched the Real Housewives of Atlanta or any of the Real Housewives. Y'all tell me, are the women that bad on Real Housewives? Never really watched it. Are they that bad? I mean, whatever it is, Real Housewives, Basketball Wives, whatever it is, this is Real Housewives.
Yes, brother. They're really that bad.
Never watched. I don't know. I can't even say. Y'all got to tell me.
Used to be elite in the NFL. Now, watch this. After your NFL career goes, your bitch leave, do the research. After your NFL career is over, your bitch leave.
Bruh.
The NFL has a higher leaving quicker ratio.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
The NFL money ain't like the NBA money. And what happens, them bitches want to leave with they part of what the court will give them before it's all gone. So no matter how smart we are, as we know, my brother, Marcellus, is extremely smart. Extremely smart. He still married a bitch from a housewives show. Look, if a bitch was on a housewives show, the bitch ain't about shit.
Yeah, dog it, cool. I don't know. Like I said, I've never really watched the Real Housewives or any of that. So I can't even say, but it'd be a lot of drama. A lot of those TV shows, Bad Girls Club and whatever. And a lot of this stuff be about drama.
Name one. Watch this. If a bitch watch the Housewives show, she ain't about shit. I'm just saying, at this point in your life, you need to understand you cannot make this mistake again. I think I got Marcellus by a couple of years. And you know, we all go through this pain shit, God damn it, but look. Listen, everybody, once you're over 40, listen to this, especially if you're in your 50s or 60s, you are at the mercy of the character of the people you around. Do you know who Tigger is?
Yeah.
His situation is very, very extreme, because from what I heard, that just got arrested.
A new turn tonight for the wife of popular Atlanta radio host Big Tigger. Alicia Brown is now in custody on a kidnapping warrant. Brown was arrested in Hart County after deputies received a be on the lookout notice for her car. Authorities say Brown was believed to be wanted on outstanding kidnapping related warrants out of Maryland in a 2019 case.
Yeah.
Mm.
She did.
This was a bitch who brought attention to herself by acting like he beat her ass or whatever. We already know that's how the game go. So this brought attention to herself. This is what I heard. This kidnapped her baby when her other baby daddy won child support. I mean, won custody over the baby.
If I'm not mistaken, that is true. The sheriff department or some police department arrested her for allegedly kidnapping. I call it the power struggle.
Well, wait a minute. We got a clip of Tasha K, who fully goes in and does the deep dive on this part with Big Tigger. And his current wife, who is, I'll just say, her name is Alicia Brown. So check this out.
Been locked up, they won't let her out. They won't let her out. She getting locked up, they won't let her out. When I tell you I'm so happy about this, y'all have no idea. This is a trash piece of a woman. Tigger married this damn dirty foot, and then she put her foot up his ass. She sure did. You are in the Black Radio Hall of Fame, sir. You are decorated, Tigger. You have a pristine career. never been in any controversy. And you go marry a dirty foot with three different baby daddies and ain't none of them in the picture. And you decided to play daddy to all them kids, including yawn. And now she done took yawn away. And from what I'm being told, he was the one that gave the drop on the location of her heading northbound on 85 to go get her because his baby was in the car. We did an entire interview with the father. This is no allegedly. Alicia kidnapped their daughter from foster care. This is the same daughter Tigger's wife, Alicia, left in a cold car while she went into a casino and left that baby in the car and she started pissing and pooping on herself and throwing up. They took the baby over something else, put the baby in foster care. And Alicia kidnapped the baby from foster care, not from the daddy, because the daddy and the mother were fighting, trying to get her back. But she didn't want the daddy to get her because she was an unfit damn mother. Since Tigger didn't want to do no background report or believe all the people that was reaching out to him, all the men that she's had locked up over the past, you know what? He's got to go through the same thing. The only difference is he exercising his cars a lot better. He had his main car, which was the kidnapping car. Go ahead, listen to this man's story that Alicia allegedly did whatever to him too. Go ahead.
The most, like the craziest woman I've ever dated in my entire life. I don't know how Big Tigger married her, but I don't know how you got to that point. But bruh, this lady was crazy, man. She was one of them people who took things to the fullest extent. Literally tried to get my juice bar. Used to own a juice bar in Baltimore. Tried to get that shut down. Reached out to the owners of the actual building that I was leasing. Also, I was the brand and marketing manager for DTLR Inc. And like, she literally contacted HR, said that I recorded a video having sex with her and the company. Wild stuff, bro. It's crazy.
Tigger, you not protecting her now because it's interrupted your bag after she's done this over and over and over to many men. I just think that's selfish. So now you couldn't see your baby, so now you want to lock her up. But it was a man that contacted you, Darrell Williams, who said that she had kidnapped his baby. Three different fathers you didn't think to reach out to say, let me see what the issue is. And any real man that's a true leader of a household is going to ensure that there is proper relationships being made between the kids and their fathers. Every woman got that one wig. Stop forcing that one wig to fit.
Shout out to Tasha K. And, you know, I think one of the things that, and I can relate, I definitely can relate to a woman trying to destroy you and ruin your life. And and the crazy thing is they be producing bitch made dudes who also act and operate in the same fashion. I'm currently dealing with one. I'm just putting it out there. But, you know, that whole notion that, you know, if another man, right, is telling you that woman's crazy, if he ain't messing with her no more, and he really ain't trying to get with her no more, bro, he's trying to do you a solid. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand why brothers are always, like, enamored, especially now, you know. And now knowing what I know, you know, because I made some mistakes. I am not going to hold you. I have made some terrible decisions when it came to dealing with women. Like I said, my picker was all the way off. You know, so the fact of the matter is, you know, I can relate. But you know, this is why I tell dudes now, don't get with chicks that got kids. You know, and the women be out there. What's wrong with us? A lot. A lot. What's the difference between us and men that have kids? First of all, it's more of y'all that have kids than men. That's one. Two, and brothers, I tell you this all the time. In those situations, you need to find out why they are no longer with the father, whether or not there's a lot that goes with that. There's so many different dynamics and intricacies that go in those decisions. But Tigger didn't listen. Tigger got burned. But let's go back to the original clip because it's only halfway through. I want to get through this original clip because I want to cover some other things. So hold tight. Let me see.
One person wants to control a narrative and the other one wants the child. The other one doesn't want them to get the child when they want them to get the child. And it's just this big fuss back and forth between the children for the child. And allegedly, she went up, picked up the child and say anything about it.
Now no one knows where the kid's
been. They did pick her up.
Nobody's seen the child in years.
If you a bitch willing to kidnap your own child to stop her father from raising her, you are bat shit crazy. I never saw no shit on Tigger, but we don't know how to pick this Tigger.
Especially when we're younger.
Did you hear about the case that happened with that?
It ain't just when we're younger, B. For some people, it's a lifelong, string of experiences and trials and tribulations, bro. I tell you. All right. Hold on. All right.
Very same child at the casino when she left her in the car for like 14 hours.
That's how she lost custody.
It's online. You can see it. They had
to the dad before. Okay. Take it, Mary. Left the baby in the car while she was in the casino.
That's crazy.
And long story short, her baby daddy won custody. This bitch, somehow, the baby just came up missing. And now that she back in the news because she wanted to be in the news.
She did.
She was online showing that eye.
Fake crime.
And then she showed the shit where she said this had happened with the eye. Tigger said, I saw that. He was like, I just want my phone. Like, yeah. He was bargaining with the little boy.
Yeah, like, he was like, calm down, because the kid.
Because I know me. You get the fuck out of here before you be on the ground, too, you little bastard.
Let me let y'all see what he's talking about with the Tigger situation in the phone. Listen to this short little clip.
My phone.
Tigger, get off.
My phone.
Do you not see Autumn Crock?
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you did. You
drunk.
You're literally stepping on her.
I'm not stepping on her, Alex. I just want my phone.
My phone.
Now, this is Tigger arguing with her son as she falls to the floor. She drops to the floor, right? But she made it seem like he threw him to the floor. But she, and you can clearly see in the video, she drops to the floor. In addition to that, Tigger is explaining to the son, her son, not his, that she's drunk. Listen again. All right, I want y'all to listen again to this. All right, hold on.
My phone.
Tigger, get off.
My phone.
Do you not see Autumn Crock?
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you did. You
drunk. She's drunk.
You're literally stepping on her.
I'm not stepping on her, Alex. I just want my phone.
My phone.
Newly surfaced footage appears to show media personality Big Tigger in a tense confrontation with his wife, Alicia Brown, during what seems to be a disagreement over his phone. In the video, Big Tigger can be seen attempting to retrieve his phone from Alicia's hands as the situation becomes increasingly tense as they continue to argue about it. This new footage comes shortly after his wife accused him of laying his hands on her during a dispute after she caught him having a secret affair with his co-worker and radio host, Amaker. Alicia claims their relationship went far beyond that of normal co-workers and that their text messages included the two of them saying, I miss you.
Well, I don't know what that shit's about, but I do know that from what it looked like, she wanted that phone. And in addition to that, but she created a situation. And this is one of the things that brothers have to be careful about, because a woman will utilize situations like this and weaponize the fact that they can get you in trouble. They, you know, like I said, and I always give credit where credit's due. Shout out to Dr. Tia Shine Johnson for offering us, you know, some verbiage and definitions and language to this type of behavior. And so this is what's identified as blue leashing, where, you know, black women often try to invoke law enforcement to discipline or to to humble a black man. So, you know, this whole notion of falling out, fainting, or creating a false narrative of abuse, that's like a trump card to drama queens in the black community. So, and you know, everybody's right though, Tigger overlooked those flags, but excuse me, I got a little indigestion right now. I'm belching all over the place, so I apologize. You know, I'm wild for that right now. But let's get back to the clip so we can finish out this this joint real quick, because we're gonna bounce back before between we're gonna bounce back and forth between the circumstance between Marcellus Wiley and his wife, Anna Marie Wiley, and what's going on here. So,
all right. Wait, you don't shut up talking to me about your mama. You don't know nothing about grown folk life, boy. You holding up your phone? I'm trying to get my phone from this so I can record y'all.
Damn, damn, damn. It's a bunch of bull.
I get out of here.
Right.
And so I'm going to leave that there. I'm not going to finish up with that. But there's some other joints too, right? Because, you know, the irony is, and we're going to go back to Marcellus Wiley real quick before, you know, because I think we're kind of like, we're done with the court, you know, because I just want to utilize these situations to point to some things. I want to go to Marcellus Wiley, right? And this is just a short, you know, Marcellus Wiley, because prior to this, like, Marcellus Wiley was actually, I think he was responding to a video Corey Holcomb had made talking about not to get married and definitely don't get married without a prenup. And Marcellus Wiley had made a video talking about a prenup and how he doesn't think there's a need for prenup. And he was pretty much, you know, boisterous on that particular clip. Here's the after effects after Marcellus Wiley had to deal with his situation, for which his wife, when she called the police on him, claimed that there was abuse and that she was planning on leaving him anyway.
Okay, so let's just get into it. I ain't going to bore y'all. I'm just going to inform y'all. I am doing well right now, obviously. Life came at me fast, but at the same time, life also comes at you slow. You just don't know which way to go. So I'm sitting here right now in front of an arrest affidavit and currently back home in Los Angeles, but not back in my home with my itty bitties. That's just the reality. Everyone knows that. In this position I'm in right now, first time I've ever been in a criminal matter, potentially. I was arrested. I was not charged. So just to let everybody know, I've been trying to keep up with as much stuff and information that's out there, just to stay informed because of our relationship. I know you guys trust in me. I know you guys believe in me to whatever degree that is. But one thing I've always prided myself on and, you know, always try to stand for is integrity. So on this show, we talk about everything and everybody. So I'm one of those people, and it's one of those things that we're going to talk through. So because this is a potentially criminal matter, I have to wait. I have to wait to give it to you the way I like to give it to you. So we're going to do some game film, but at the same time, it's going to be game copy. Game copy is different than TV copy. TV copy is with the color commentary, the thoughts and you know, the guesses and what happens and reactions and all that. I can't do that right now. It's not in my best interest and certainly not in my itty bitty's best interest. So right now, I'm just going to give you, as they say, game copy. You know, when we used to sit there in that dark room and coach, hey, Wiley, what you doing? You got the B gap like that. I'm going to give it to you just straight laced. All right. You guys know
this is so crazy on so many different levels. And before I continue, right, Marcellus Wiley is someone who has such a likable character. And because he has such a likable character, this is the kind of thing which, especially amongst his fan base, people are going to hear these allegations from his wife, who's filing for divorce now because he apparently did all sorts of things to her. They're going to hear those things and be like, really, Marcellus Wiley? It can't be true. Well, it's interesting because he's literally doing this live stream where he's exposing all. He's basically putting his still wife now on blast for the lies and the deceptions and all that kind of stuff. And we'll get to more of that in a moment. He said, you know what, this is potentially a criminal case and he can't get into all of the details, but he's still going to say some stuff. This is the kind of thing that most of the time people will say to you, don't say anything. Think about how often you see someone caught up in some sort of scandal or some sort of drama, some sort of problem. And what do they say? Well, based on the advice of my lawyers, I'm not allowed to say anything until the trial is over.
So basically, Marcellus Wiley, like you said, he can't really speak on too much because it's a legal proceeding. But I wanted to put this out because this is the typical thing where brothers are even brothers that get some means amongst them. They you know, we have we were not taught how to be good pickers of women, and in addition to that, in this day and age, we are several generations removed from actually having a community that's based on the foundation of what marriage is. Shout out to BG Azitmore. He did a clip and he was responding to Ask a Brother podcast, which had a female panel on. The brother, Dr. Jeff St. James, was hosting a female panel asking the women questions about marriage. And one of the things that came up is, you know, they talked about the fact that most people probably shouldn't get married in this particular day and age. And it's something I wholeheartedly agree with right now. And it's devastating because you tell people they shouldn't get married. That doesn't mean people won't go out there and have children. Now, I believe that if you have children, it should be under the foundation or the institution of marriage, whether or not it's a spiritual bond between you and, you know, your God or whatever you choose to worship in our community, or whether or not you choose to go through the state. However, that said, you know, we have to take into consideration there are some other things that we have to look at in regards to marriage, right? In regards to how we get down and in regards to how we, how we see the institution of marriage. So where's that clip that I had earlier? I had a clip earlier. And let me go see if I can find it real quick. This always seems to happen, man. I'm on here with y'all, and then I have a clip that I want to put out, and I can't find the damn clip. Okay, so check this out. This clip is coming from Sister Love Dorsey, and I think y'all ought to pay attention to, you know, what she's saying in regards to this particular concept in regards to marriage, not just the way black women and black men deal with each other. So check this out.
So these programs that stem from systemic racism, that stem from a lot of shit that has to do with oppressing our people, right? These programs programmed the mindset, conditioned the mindset of her elders in her family, little girl, her mama that can't choose, right? Her elders, right? Programmed her mindset to believe marriage is no longer important. You can have a baby, and when you have a baby, you can raise them by yourself because you can get child support, you can get government cash assistance, you can get food stamps, you can get public housing, you can get things that will replace the man. You cannot argue with me that these women were successfully programmed on this. It was a motherfucking success. So now you have, before this young girl, you have 2-3 generations of women that don't really see any value in men. Now let me go back even deeper because you're not educated, right? If you go back to us being slaves, when you look at things like so simple as understanding the Willie Lynch letter, the easiest way to control niggers on a plantation is to program the mind of the mother. The female, it starts with us. This is why we are the problem right now, because they targeted us first to be the problem, to then raise our children with the mindset that they programmed us with. So when you go all the way back to even slavery, us as the black women, we were targeted first because a programmed black female slave, a female nigger, She will raise the offspring to be everything you need him to be able to be a good slave and to comply and not to run off and not to get in these groups and try to overturn what the fuck we needed, because this was our property. So, because you don't know your history, let me bring it all up to speed, right? When they were trying to control us as slaves, they started with a black woman. So, bitch, don't ask me why the fuck I'm holding us accountable first. Now you fast forward, when they went to the governmental programs, they started with the female first, because guess what? We will raise the babies up, a nation of children, male and female. It shows you our power when it comes to family. They start with us because we're the ones that start to give the babies their first program, their attachment styles, their ways of thinking, what to stay away from, what to conform to, what to believe. It starts with motherfucking us. Y'all hoes can get off my page and stop mentioning a nigga when I'm knowing we're the reason why this shit is the way it is, and there are reasons behind why we're the reason, which I don't have a problem going into, but you hoes won't even accept that we're the fucking reason.
Yo, And one of the things, too, to add to that portion is, so just to be clear, you know, there's kind of like a little disparity here. One of the things is black women were not the primary target. What happened was they realized that black women can become their most effective weapon at destabilizing the black family through effeminizing and removing the black males, especially the strong black males, from any position of power in the family. And this, and Judge Joe Brown did an interview some years ago. And for some reason, you can't find this interview anywhere, because I've been looking for like the last 6 months for this interview and I can't find it. Where he talks about as an intern, I forget he was in, I don't know whether he's in a law school or not, but as an intern in Washington, D.C., he was given a project that he had to go, and so which he went to the Library of Congress to do research on the dynamics of the slave plantations. And one of the things he discovered was that in order that slave masters were terrified of having aggressive black males on the plantation, because what then tend to happen is those aggressive black males tend to lead revolts. They tend to lead disruption on the plantation. They were parts of planning and plotting ways to escape. They were just untamable. So they would get rid of them. They would send them off to some of the harshest plantations. What they then decided was, when they had women as the figurehead, and this is where you get the Big Mammy concoction of the Big Mammy on the plantation. When you put her in charge, the males were a lot more docile, a lot more willing to take beatings and whippings. And they would be a lot less likely to be confrontational to the slave master, the plantation hand, and all those other things. And so that in turn became sort of the model for the black community, which is why there's been a struggle and then always a combative relationship between black men and black women for who would take the lead. And a lot of times you'll hear the women say, we want a man that's going to lead, but he has to lead properly. And you start asking yourself, well, what does properly mean? And that typically means he has to lead, but only in a way that she'll accept it. So that's basically saying she wants a man that's going to allow her to, that's going to be able to lead from behind. In other words, she's still leading. She's still dictating. She's still directing. She's still in charge. But when she gets that man, she doesn't have any respect for that man. So, and I have this conversation with brothers all the time in regards to that notion and that concept. But I want y'all to hear something else too, right? Because this speaks to the fickle nature of Western society, not just black women, but Western society. It's just magnified in the black community, but it's not just the black community. So I want y'all to check this out real quick. What happened to my... I want y'all to check this out real quick and tell me what y'all think about this particular situation.
So recently I caught up with an old friend and she was telling me that she got divorced. And I was so surprised because her and her husband were such a cute couple and they had been together for 11 years. So I asked her, like, what happened? I figured something bad happened. She's like, honestly, I was just bored. Like, my husband, all he did was work. I was a stay-at-home mom. We had three kids, and I just got lonely and bored. And she had other friends that had, you know, boyfriends, or, like, they had just got married, and they were always going out, always going on vacation, always partying, like, going to the club, going to the bar, hanging out with friends, and they had did none of that. And when she would bring it up to her husband would always tell her, like, I gotta work. Like, you know, they had a big house. They had nice things. Like, he was just trying to work. So they ended up getting divorced, and now, you know, she's single, she lives alone, she's working, and she's dating. So then I told her, oh, well, that must be exciting, like dating and stuff. And she's like, no, I can hate it. And I was like, why? And she's like, because all they want to do is just have fun. They just want to go to the club, they just want to go to the bar, they just want to hang out, have a good time, and then that's it. She said, no one wants to help me out. Like, I'm trying to find someone that's going to help take care of my kids. She's like, I just want someone to be a provider, not just a good time. So I was all like, well, wasn't that what your husband was doing? And she's like, I know. I know. And I guess now her ex-husband is dating someone, like, seriously. They have been divorced for a total of 3 years, and he has been dating this girl for 2 years. She has two kids, and they're already living together. She says that he's fully taking care of her. Like, the girl doesn't work. She's a stay-at-home mom. They haven't had any new kids, but they're planning on having kids. And she's pissed because she's like, how can he move on so fast? Like, you know, I can't even find nobody. And he just found someone so quick. And he didn't even want to give us another try. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was so confused because I was like, okay, so you divorced him because he was always working and you were bored. So now you're single, going out, having a good time, dating, but you don't like that. Now you want someone to take care of you, a provider. And your ex-husband, all he wanted to do was be a provider. That's why now he is dating someone who he has no problem providing for her and her kids. And she's pissed because she's like, why would he go and find someone who has kids? Like, he already has kids. Why would he want to take on that responsibility? And I'm like, wait, aren't you looking for someone to take on that?
This is a prime example of a woman making the mistake of leaving a man based on the 90-10 theory. If you guys don't know what the 90-10 theory is, it's where a man can have 90% of what a woman wants in a man, but she becomes so focused on the 10% that that man doesn't have that she breaks it off. She lets him go, even though he has 90% of what she wants. And look, when a woman does this, she is fully convinced that she can find a man with 100% of what she wants. And then she goes out into the dating pool and she tries to find a man with that 10%. She thinks initially that this is all that she really wants and that is what she's focused on. Until she starts cycling through these men, and what she finds is that they don't have all the 90% that her ex did. She finds out the hard way that men don't actually all have that 90% that her husband had. That's why she didn't appreciate it to begin with, because she thought that every man, or at least many men, had the same qualities as her husband, but you know, the 10% was lacking, and that's what she needed to find. Well, over time, she realizes that she made a mistake, that she should have appreciated that 90%. And as far as the 10% that was lacking, maybe she could have either one, accepted it because she knew that the 90% made up for it, or two, she could have agreed with her husband to work on it. But with that, she needs to be open to taking some accountability for herself and her own actions, and potentially looking at changing some things that she does. This is such an important message for women to hear, because you cannot go back on it. Because what this man did is that he realized that he was missing out, right? That she may have only had 50% of what he wanted. And then what happened when she released him? he found somebody else. And I bet you anything that that woman, that next woman, appreciates everything about that man. But what really kind of stinks about his new relationship is that you can tell by how this friend is talking that his ex-wife is jealous. She is questioning why he ended up going for a woman that has kids and he is supporting her and she is a stay-at-home mom, essentially. Newsflash, you had that and you let it go. But if she doesn't take accountability for that, she doesn't realize that it was her loss, that she made the mistake, that that is final, there's no going back. She is probably going to dislike that other woman that's going to be around her children for no reason, other than she is getting to reap the benefits of being with that good man. So that is why this is a cautionary tale to all women.
Well, and it is a cautionary tale, but it's also, you know, a case of, you know, women always feeling like they can go back. So, you know, and shout out to AC, you know, Accountable Commentary, who talks about the reach back. And this woman, also, she thought she can just reach back and get that old thing back. You know, this ain't H-Town, baby. You ain't not getting the old thing back. You're not getting that back that's going. And I think one of the things that's really important with dealing with a lot of these issues and concerns is the fact that we are in a time. We are in a time where men are recognizing their value, but there's still some of us who have bad pickers. And so you right now you have a plethora of brothers right now who have told or are speaking out in these regards in terms of addressing the bad choices and passing this information on. You know, this stuff is going on. So, you know, Marcellus Wiley is probably around my age. He's probably, you know, if he's not, it's 50, he's near 50. And, you know, so the men are leaving. Now, with the men leaving, right? Men, most, especially these young brothers are not out here seriously dating. I want y'all to check out this new phenomenon that's taking place that's being pushed. And it's not all that new, but I want y'all to check out this.
Are you looking for two sugar babies, or it just happened that you liked both of them?
It just so happened that I liked both of them. I was looking for one.
This is not your first go-round with this.
No, it's not. I've been using it now for about 5 years, but it's the first time that I've been brought in court.
How is it that you selected not one, but two of them?
Danny is full of life, a lot of fun. And so that's what attracted me to selecting him.
All right.
And then, of course, Carl being seasoned, he would be the ideal match for the more upscale things and events that I need accompanied with me.
All right, so the arrangement was that you would receive $1,000 a week, you would receive $500 a
week. Yes.
$4,000 a month is not bad. I mean, you're talking about almost 50 grand a year. I mean, that could be your main hustle.
That's why I've been doing it for years.
What did you have to do for this $1,000 a month?
She wants us to be there for her emotionally. So if she calls me, I'm answering within 5 minutes, and that's in there. If she wants a date, at the beginning of the month, we're planning out 4 dates for the month. If she needs to change stuff, it's a 24-hour notice. Like, we're there for her. We're at her beck and call.
Wow.
On call.
On call.
On call. Holidays.
24/7.
Like a worker.
Does this involve sex?
No. No.
It doesn't.
That would be illegal.
It would be illegal because it would be prostitution.
Yes.
That was.
Oh, and that's absolute bullshit, by the way. You best believe that answer was too rehearsed in regards to their response to Judge. And this is Judge Hatchett. This is her show. This is a clip from her show.
It's clever.
This would be a different courtroom right now.
Yes, exactly. You know what? You really are a businessman. And so why are we in court today?
If you look at the contract towards the end on page one, it clearly states that sugar babies shall not go anything pertaining to a date, per
se. Okay, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you had only had one sugar baby, they couldn't go out on a date? They couldn't do anything?
No, that's a part of the contract.
Whoa.
On Valentine's Day, I was actually invited on a real date. I gave them 24-hour notice advance to let them know that their services would not be needed on Valentine's Day. They had the day off. And then when I went to my favorite restaurant, I was totally shocked when I looked across the room and saw them both there together, sitting at a table, seeming somewhat cozy.
Of course, we friends. This is my sugar.
He's not my type.
He's my sugar brother.
Sugar brother?
Yes.
Well, I'm learning so many new terms today.
We were talking to each other like, look, we have 1 month left in this contract. We have a dinner reservation already signed up. How about we go sit at the table, take a little business strategy meeting, and talk about what can we do to finish strong and get another year out of this contract?
Was this the restaurant you were supposed to originally go to?
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you all have been fools to show up in the same restaurant.
Exactly.
All right, with that in mind, I am going to enter judgment for the co-plaintiffs in the amount of $6,000, $4,000 for you, Carl, $2,000 for you, because those are consistent with the terms of the contract.
Yes, ma'am.
There's nothing further. For reasons I've stated, judgment for the co-plaintiffs will stand adjourned.
And see, now this is the thing now. You got sugar babies out here. Now, typically speaking, sugar babies, people think about sugar babies, they only think about the, you know, a sugar daddy. They don't ever consider the sugar mommies. And this has been going on for a little while now. Maybe not in this particular, you know, with a contractual arrangement, things of that nature. But, you know, yeah, Erykah Badu talking about she's starting to date men in their 20s. And now you see a lot of women who are talking about dating younger men. One of the biggest reasons why they're talking about dating younger men is because they claim the men their age don't want them, which is true for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is for what you just saw with Marcellus Wiley, for what you just saw with Tigger. You know, you just can't trust a situation or circumstance with a relationship with women in terms of like how far it's going to go. Now, you'll always have somebody trying to argue or create a counter narrative to what we're what's being presented up front. But I think this has been one of the biggest determinants in, you know, in terms of these young brothers. Now, these young brothers don't even, if they're not out here trying to create some type of a come up or a transactional situation with a woman that's over, you know, that's back basically, you know, twice their age or whatever. These young brothers are into their video games now. These brothers are into, like, you know, their arts, their crafts, this, that, and the other skill sets. They're not out here treating dating with that. Plus, dating has just become too damn bothersome. It's now all of a sudden everybody all these women want to be courted. It's like the new hustle, the new way to finagle or to finesse, you know, the men. You know, now they went from I want dating experiences and all this other bullshit, and the fellas are catching on. And so, but you know, the old dogs are still learning. Old dogs need to learn the new tricks. And, you know, figuratively and literally, you know, because this is a possible situation. You know, and Tigger, the men that fathered children with Tigger's baby mom or Tigger's wife before. They could have been like this, because it was close.
And it's dead. I'm done. I'm done with life. And it's all Jermaine's fault. It's always Jermaine's fault. I'm done.
It could have been like that, you know? So right now, you know, I hope those brothers, you know, hope those brothers come out on top. As this is a cautionary tale for all you young brothers about, you know, being better pickers. And because we can't consistently be the can't get right crew when it comes to picking women, even if you have to go. I was even talking to somebody, you know, I'm close to, and I said, listen, you've been trying it this way. You have to expand your boundaries, like expand your horizons. And that might mean, you know, buying some tickets and going to another country. And I know a lot of the women listen, they get mad. Why are you saying that? Listen. The brothers need to have better options. And right now, the women in America do not present better options for black men. The westernized thinking, specifically the women in the black community, go out and above and to say that for a black man to be in a relationship with one, he has to assume these risks and be okay with it. And I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze anymore. And it is what it is. I'm a black nationalist, so I always push for building strong black families. But you don't need to be disrespected or go to a place where disrespect exists for you. Brothers, it's time to up the ante on esteem. And so this is why I say war and peace, gentlemen. Because if you want peace, you better be willing to wage war for it. And with that, gentlemen, I am out of here.